This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:04, it's time now for Sports Saturday, brought to you by Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. By Bruce Webb Insurance in Farmersville and Raymond. By Security National Bank, with locations to serve you in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. By Midwest Basement Technologies, call 618-372-7077. By the Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro. And by Kurtz 24-hour heavy and light-duty towing of Litchfield. Here are the guys. It's Tim Mize, Terry Tote, and Uncle Ralph.
Topinat, thank you very much, and welcome to WSMI Sports Saturday. We survived the Mayans, so we shall move along.
The Mayans were wrong.
Huh.
But then again, we knew they would be.
Shocking. Well, we knew.
We knew.
Not all knew. Yeah.
So how many people had to rush out and buy Christmas presents, Tim?
Quite a few, I would imagine.
Yeah, yeah.
And I say, if you've been pushing the end of the world through the Mayans, you can't just say, well, we were wrong. You need to be shouted down and called a fool in public. We heard about this for 2 years.
Yeah.
And then nothing. Just a boring Friday.
The bottom line was, they ran out of space.
That's
that's it. They ran out of rock. They were chiseling the darn thing. They ran out of rock. It had to end there.
I always maintained that the guy who made the calendar, maybe he just retired. Well, tired of doing
possible.
It.
That's possible.
Been doing it for thousands of years. I quit. We're going to have the Bragging Rights game coming up this afternoon. Illinois and Mizzou live at 4:30. We'll be talking about the Carlinville Holiday Tournament with Darren Deneve, hopefully coming up later in the hour. But Terry, we've got a studio full of state champions.
Yes, we do. The Mount Olive Bombers, 8th grade state basketball champions in Class 2A of the IESA Tournament, are in studio today, and many of them are anyway, along with Coach Dave Kernich and assistant coach Matt Marietta. And what a terrific run these young ladies had as they went through the entire season with only one loss. The only loss, I believe, was to T-Town, who won the 3A state tournament. The Booties, one of the great names, Bombers, Booties, you know, those are great team names there. So congratulations to the Bombers. 27-1 is what they finished. And Coach Kernich, Dave, pick up the microphone there, sir, if you would, and tell us a little bit, now that this is, it's been a week or so, has it sunk in completely?
I don't know if it's really totally sunk in, Terry. But I just enjoy it every time I think about it. It makes me feel good. And, I think I'm going to enjoy it really for the rest of my life, to tell you the truth. It's just a wonderful feeling to, be part of this accomplishment. And when I was in high school, of course, I never had anything like this kind of success. And I don't think Matt did either. So we're just really grateful that these girls took us along for the ride, because we had a great time.
Dave, how far back does the history go with this group of kids with you?
This goes back to 2008 when they were in, the youngest of them were in second grade. We started in second and third grade. And I really started it. It had a lot to do with the fact that I have two nieces, that one was in second grade, one was in third grade, and they had seen some of the fun that Dawn had with it, my youngest daughter, and I thought, these kids, they're good at it. There was obviously were good athletes, and I thought, well, this is, I enjoyed coaching basketball, and I felt like, well, through the years, I'd learned quite a bit about it, and I hated to just not use it, and they were athletic, and a lot of their friends were obviously pretty athletic. And so a good part of this group, Madison and Courtney and Jill Niehaus and Rachel, of course, and Caitlin Fields and Savannah Brune. And then Brianna Henke didn't start out that first fall with us. But actually, I went to the grade school Christmas program with my mom to watch Courtney and Rachel. And here's this tall girl standing in the back. And, after the program was over, I said to my nieces, I said, why isn't that kid playing basketball? Well, that's Brianna. I said, well, we need to talk to Brianna's mom about this, And so that's how we got Brianna. We recruited her out of the Mount Olive Christmas program.
There you go. The great recruiting field right there, the Christmas program. Dave, how many games... Any idea how many games you played with these kids before they got into the junior high level? Hundreds and hundreds?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think last year we probably played, you know, with including the junior high games, we probably played around 70. I would say it, in the course of a year, we averaged between 60 and 70 games because, you know, of course, it'll be different when they get to high school because your activities are, you know, are more demanding and takes more of your time. But typically we play the junior high season and then we're headed up to the gym in Springfield. I don't know if you're familiar with that facility. But we play in their basketball league up there. And this year we'll have a 7th grade team and an 8th grade team. And our 7th grade team was, I know, totally overshadowed by our 8th grade team this year in a state championship. But our 7th grade team was 22-3. And we ended up losing to one of the state finalists by just 2 points. So, you know, we've got some younger kids that can play as well. We've pretty much averaged that. Pretty much our first tournament was a 4th grade tournament up in Athens back when they were in 4th grade. And, you know, we won that tournament. I still got the poster. Athens made a really nice poster for that tournament. I've still got it.
It's kind of neat when you look at all these young ladies and remember when they were in 2nd and 3rd grade. And now to see them here as 7th and 8th graders in your program, just kind of expound on the feeling you have on their improvement over the years.
Well, that gives you, as a coach, a tremendous sense of accomplishment. You know, to look out there and to see these kids improve and to teach them new things all the time. Because one thing I've always told my teams through the years is, like, I don't care if it's the last day of your high school, last practice of your high school career, you're going to be learning something. Because I enjoy learning about basketball, and they know that I spend a lot of times watching videotapes, usually when I'm on my Nordic track, which is really boring, but it goes fast if you're watching basketball videotapes. And I've got tapes that I use, some of which I've probably looked at, I would say 50 or 60 times, and I find something new every time I look at them. And it's so much fun to teach them these things. And they can do a lot of things that are fairly sophisticated things for kids at their level, and particularly when it comes to post work, you know, offensive post work and defense. And so I'm really proud of them, and it's just enormously satisfying to see them go out there and execute these things and think, you know, if I wouldn't have taught that to them, they probably wouldn't know that, and they're very good at it.
Dave, you've been around girls athletics for obviously a number of years, your own kids going through the system. What's the biggest change you've seen in girls basketball specifically, maybe from the time like Dawn was a youngster coming up to now? There's been a lot of changes.
Oh, a tremendous amount of changes. The level of play just keeps getting better and better. You know, and when we first started it with this, and as I told the parents, and that was apparent already at that time, I said, you know, the level of play is just increases. And the team, there's somebody out there right now, you know, they're out there practicing right now. And if you think you're going to have a successful team and practice 2 weeks before the junior high season starts and practice throughout the junior high season, you can forget about it. You know, it isn't that way anymore. If people are playing sports, whether you like it or you don't, the world is different, and people that are interested in sports tend to focus in on one or two or maybe three sports, and they work on it. And, you know, their parents are willing to spend the money to take them to be, you know, trained in it, and, you know, they're willing to do it 9 months out of the year, which pretty much is what we do with basketball. I would say we play basketball 9 months out of the year. But that's that, and that has a lot to do with it. Of course, and girls' sports had a further to come. You know, it hadn't developed. Obviously, you know, when Title IX came into being, you know, when I look at some of the teams now, and I can recall watching the girls' tournament back when my boss was from Carlman, and his daughter was on that team that Andy Easton had that finished fourth.
1980.
Yeah, you know, and I'm like, I wonder if you could even win a conference championship today with that level of play. You know, and it wasn't, you know, they had plenty of good athletes. It's just that the game wasn't at that level, you know, the level it is today. And today it's at a pretty high level, and, you know, these kids are on track to deal with that.
And Dave, I don't know if you feel the same way, but I've always thought that the best compliment I can give a girls' basketball team, whether it's junior high or high school, is they play like boys.
Yeah. They've heard that before. You know, I've said that to them. I said, you know, that's that's a compliment. It is a compliment for somebody to say that to you. And by the same token, if you're playing like girls, unfortunately, that's not a compliment.
Right.
To put it into perspective from your standpoint, you can sit back and think of all the people who coach at the junior high level or the high school level who never have the opportunity that you have just been successful with, and that is to win a state championship. Guys coach, ladies coach all their lives during their coaching career and never get the opportunity that you just had. So mm-hmm. that has to, as you said, you'll remember it the rest of your days.
Well, it's, you know, and I think, obviously, of course, to get to a state championship, you have to have I guess it's a gift from the standpoint of the talent of the players. I mean, you have to be blessed with a certain level of academic or athletic talent. But of course, as that time approaches, the tournament approaches, your hope, you have to be blessed with good health. You can't afford to lose a key player. But beyond that, it's these girls worked really hard. I mean, they really are. It's no gift that they won the state championship. They worked for it. They worked really hard. Their parents sacrificed. They sacrificed time and money. But that's why it's important to have fun along the way, because if you don't get to that, like, whoa, what an empty feeling that is. Yeah. If that was your only goal and you never had fun along the way.
The state champion Mount Olive Bombers in our WSMI studios. We need to get to a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to the kids themselves. We're back following these messages.
This is Teresa Lang of Security National Bank. At this time of the year, we need to take a moment and remember the true meaning of Christmas. On behalf of the Board of Directors, management, and employees of Security National Bank, we would like to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas. We have 4 locations to serve you in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. Security National Bank, big enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Visit us on the web at www.securitymb.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kurt's 24-hour heavy and light-duty towing has moved to the Goodyear building behind Denny's Restaurant in Litchfield. Kurt's has commercial Goodyear tires, complete exhaust service, and heavy and light-duty towing. Kurt's Crew Cab Rollback can transport your family and your car. Kurt's 24-hour towing can tow anything from your semi to your motorcycle. So, when you need a tow, remember 324-2400. Kurt's 24-hour towing in Litchfield.
And at 9:17, let's take a look at the weather forecast being brought to you this time by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Sunny skies for today. We'll have highs of around 40. Mostly clear for tonight. Expect a low of around 28 degrees. Heading into Sunday, partly cloudy skies. Expect highs Sunday in the mid-40s. Extended look at the forecast Christmas Eve through Wednesday. Cloudy skies. There is a slight chance for some snow on Wednesday. We'll have highs in the low 40s. The lows will be in the mid-20s. At 3:17, we have a temperature reading of 26 degrees. And the weather forecast is brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Sports Saturday continues in just a moment.
Is your home moving without you? You don't need a realtor. You need the foundation repair experts at Midwest Basement Technologies. Serving Central Illinois for over 30 years, correcting bowed or cracked walls, settlement problems, or wet and leaky basements and crawl spaces. If you live in Central or Southern Illinois, they service you. Call 1-800-848-9805 for your local service tech or visit them on the web at MidwestBasementTech.com. For money saving coupons, that's MidwestBasementTech.com. Remember, foundation problems won't go away. Protect your investment.
Farming doesn't follow an 8 to 5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to keep my farm covered no matter what.
See the Bruce Webb Insurance Agency in Farmersville or Raymond.
And at 9:18, Sports Saturday continues once again. Here's Tim Mize, Terry Tote, and Uncle Ralph.
And we're welcome back to Sports Saturday. By the way, coming up 2 weeks from today, it'll be the 10th anniversary of the Donnie Burton Memorial Quail Shoot, and we'll be broadcasting from Cranny Mac on Saturday, January, I think, 4th.
Sounds
is that what
right.
it is, Tim?
Sounds
Something
right.
like that. And we'll be having a special expanded sports show.
Always fun out there.
Oh, a lot of fun out there. And who knows who we might run into out there. Of course,
Literally.
We ran into Whitey Herzog there a couple of years ago, so the year before he got into the Baseball Hall of Fame. So Cranny Mac coming up 2 weeks from today. And, of course, all the money raised there goes to scholarship money for kids at Hillsborough. So we look forward to that and talk to Mr. Burton this week. We're actually really, really excited about that. Let's talk to some of the Bombers, the state champions in Class 2A this year. And introduce yourself.
I'm Caitlin Fields.
Okay, Caitlin. And as you look back through the season, Caitlin, was there one basketball game, one game along the way somewhere that you felt that, okay, we won this ball game, and maybe we shouldn't have won this ball game, and maybe that's kind of an omen for us?
No.
No? You were in control the whole time, huh?
Well, we had a lot of good games. Or we played good.
Yeah, you played very well then. So are you a superstitious person? Do you have certain rituals you have to go through before the game?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
We have to do the same warm-ups.
Okay.
So.
But do you as an individual have...
Oh, well...
Goofy little things that you do?
Not really.
Not really?
Just don't change what you do.
Just, okay, okay. Stay with the routine
Yeah.
Then. Okay. As you look back now, it's been a week or so, what do you feel about, you know, what are your feelings, your thoughts about winning the state championship?
It's still kind of hard to believe because it's huge. It's what we've been working for since second and third grade. And once you actually got to it, it's like, oh, wow.
I don't know about you guys, but when the third place game went into overtime, it drove me crazy. And I was sitting there thinking about you guys, you know, the anticipation, trying to wait, you know, just waiting to get out there. But once a game gets started, you forget all about that, don't you?
Yeah.
And then it's strictly basketball time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
You did a great job. Who's this young lady?
I'm Hannah Kronka.
Hi, Hannah.
Hi.
Tell me a little bit about your feelings about winning the state tournament. What do you think about it, kiddo?
It was really exciting whenever we won after the game was over.
Were you holding your breath down the last minute or so?
Yeah.
Some butterflies in the tummy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was there a particular game along the way that maybe you thought kind of set you know the trend or set it was an omen that said, hey, we've got a chance to win this whole thing?
Yeah.
What game do you remember?
Was
it in the state tournament maybe?
Yeah.
Okay. One of the opening games. Was there any thought about playing this team this year because you faced them last year in the quarterfinals? Was there a concern about that?
No, not really.
Okay. You had a lot of confidence.
Yeah.
That's what we like to hear. Congratulations.
Thank
you wear
you.
That medal very well.
Thank you.
And you are?
I'm Brianna Henke.
Recruited from the Christmas program.
That's right.
We're going to have a little Christmas pin for her. For the rest of her life, you know, that's a recruiting view. Brianna, tell us a little bit about, first off, defensively, this team did a great job in that championship game. That's really what turned the tide, I think. And you, plugging up the middle, did a terrific job.
Thank you.
Was that the game plan from the get-go?
Yeah, because they had, like, the two tall girls, and they had some really good guards that could drive and make layups and stuff, so we had to have somebody in the middle.
They didn't want to challenge you, did they? You have long arms. They get in there and they get scared.
I guess not.
Yeah. So what does it feel like to be a state champion?
It feels, like, really good. It's really exciting.
Can you believe that you actually won it?
No, not really.
Really? Well, you finished third the year before, and I know you wanted to do better this year, and you did. But you're still kind of surprised about it, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Who's next?
Hi, I'm Rachel Kernage.
Hi, Rachel. You're the niece.
Yeah.
Niece number one. Okay. Tell me about your experience at the state tournament. What was it like?
Really good.
Did you have any goofy things happen, like in the locker room, or any goofy things that you could share with us? That wouldn't get you into trouble.
No.
No? You were just all calm, cool, and collected, huh?
Yeah.
I find that hard to believe. Don't you, Tim?
I do, but I'm finding out that, you know, the game of basketball may have changed over the years.
Yeah.
Eighth grade girls are just as giggly now as they were when I was in eighth grade.
Were they giggly around you? Or?
Probably.
Yeah, okay.
A long time ago.
That gave them something to giggle at.
I guess so. Give me your reaction to the team that you played against in the state championship. How good were they? Were they, like, really that good?
Yeah. Mm. We played against them last year, and we only won by 2 points.
Mm-hmm. So you had another crack at him this year, and you were not you're not afraid.
What?
You went in with that. There was no fear going into this game.
Well, we were kind of scared.
You were kind of scared. Oh, okay. Okay. Well, did you use that fear and that as a motivation to get yourself ready for the ball game?
Yeah.
Did you share? Was there a fear amongst the whole team or just you? They're never going to admit it, are they? No. Well, congratulations. Who's next?
Maddie Bowman.
Hi, Maddie. How you doing?
Good.
You might be the giggliest one of them all.
Probably.
Tell us a little about your recollection of the state tournament. What was it like to be in a state tournament and be in that atmosphere with a lot of people in the stands and a noisy? Because a lot of times you don't play in a noisy gymnasium.
Yeah, it felt good to be back again to the state tournament with a whole bunch of loud fans and just the atmosphere being positive and just happy.
Wasn't it great to turn out for the Mount Olive people at the tournament that night? Probably yeah. the whole tournament, but yeah, especially on championship night.
We were the smallest team in the tournament, and we had one of the biggest crowds there.
I think you had at least 2/3 of the gymnasium full that night.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
It was
a lot of red
cool.
there that night, wasn't there?
There was.
Yeah. So now that you look back, do you have a thought or a recollection or something that, one special memory about the tournament?
I have a lot of good memories about that tournament.
Now, as the older you get, you get to exaggerate about them.
Mm-hmm.
That's just part of growing older. So, 30 years from now, you can really exaggerate about them.
Yeah,
so
okay.
That's great. That's great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. And who's this?
Savannah Brun.
Hello, Savannah.
Hi.
Great defensive job you did.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about your recollection of the state tournament and the three games you had to play. Let's ask, first off, on the first Saturday, you had to play two games. Is that unusual?
Well, kind of, I guess.
I guess when you're playing in the summer, though, you guys probably play
two and three games at a time.
Yeah. It wasn't that different from the summer.
Yeah. Were you really fatigued after the first game and had to kind of get yourself up for the semifinal?
Yeah, we were kind of like thinking we needed to play a little better, and then we did.
Well, you always think that, though, don't you? I mean, after every game, you think about things that maybe you should have done a little bit better, or maybe, instead of passing this way, go that way, and that sort of thing. So you just have to do the best you can when you're out there. What does it feel like to be a state champion now when you walk down the hallways at Mount Olive?
Like, I keep thinking about it, and it just feels great because you keep thinking about it and how we just won state.
Yeah. And you always will be champions.
Yes.
So congratulations.
Thank you.
Who's your buddy here?
Courtney Kernich.
Hey, Courtney.
Hi.
Hi there. You might be the number two giggler on the team. I don't know. Jill might be in contention for that. A 16-way tie for first place. Tell us a little bit about the state tournament competition and what it's like playing in a state tournament. A lot of nerves?
Yeah, there were a lot of nerves, but it was really fun, and being able to play teams like that was really fun because Bloomington was a good team. Even last year, they were a good team, and there were a lot of other good teams that we didn't get to play, like Mendon was a good team. And
I think Mendon Unity won the third place game, if memory serves me right. So.
They won the state championship
last year.
They were winners last year. Tell me, what do you do to overcome the nervousness before a ball game?
There's always nerves, but
do you climb the walls and hang from the ceiling fixtures or,
No, to overcome the nerves, you just have to remember that it's just another game. And even though there's more on the line for other games, it's just another basketball game because we've played a lot of them.
So. Can you really convince yourself of that?
We worked on it all week.
I guess you did, huh?
You wrote it on our own.
It's hard to, put aside the fact that it's the state championship game, but when you get in the game and the tip-off happens, all the nerves kind of go away.
It's just another ball game. It really is just another ball game. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And there's Jill. Jill Niehaus. Hi.
Hello.
Take a deep breath now. Okay. What's it like to be a state champion, Jill?
Oh, it feels good.
Are you still getting comments from people? Hey, we saw you in that ball game.
Yeah, I am a student helper for third graders, and they say it every day.
Well, you impressed them.
Yeah.
So you're a role model. That's great.
Yep.
That's something to think about. How about the three games in the state tournament? What kind of pressure? Did you feel any pressure?
Well,
hold that microphone up close to your mouth. There you go.
On Saturday, we were nervous. Obviously, you could tell because we weren't playing our best basketball. And we were nervous for the state championship game, but we settled down. We like to tell jokes before the game.
Shocking.
Yes.
Calm us down.
Yes. We won't ask you about the jokes, but that's okay. And you know, what you sometimes forget is that the other team's nervous as well.
Yeah.
And until you get a couple minutes into the game, you break a good sweat, you know, and everything kind of calms down after that. So now that you've won the state tournament in eighth grade, you know, you're looking really forward to getting into the high school level, I suspect.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Does it feel great to be a state champion?
Yeah. Really good.
All right. Have you signed any autographs? Be honest.
Not yet, but...
Well, you signed mine.
True.
Yeah, there's one.
You don't count, too.
My brothers...
I don't count. That's right.
My brothers were looking for an autograph, but I had pass.
Charge him for it.
Absolutely.
That's exactly right.
Absolutely. Cash on the barrel head. You know, and they've got it, so... Why don't you, congratulations, Jill.
Thank you.
Give the microphone to Coach Marietta there. Matt!
Hi, Terry.
How you doing, buddy?
Great.
How was it to work with these young ladies?
Working with this group of girls was great. I'm glad Dave asked me a couple of years ago to help him. They're a fun group. They work extremely, extremely hard. And it takes that extreme hard work to get to where they are today. And they say they don't have superstitions, but... They all have these knee pads.
Ah, the knee pads. Okay.
That they've worn since fourth or fifth grade, and it's about time for new ones.
Oh wow! I hope they at least launder them once in a while.
Not if they're superstitious.
Wash
the victories out of them.
Yeah. Any other superstitions before a game or maybe just regular routine things?
Well, a regular routine before every game, we arrive early and we do shoot free throws. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you couldn't change that at the state tournament.
Right.
We had to shoot those free throws.
We skipped it one time.
And we lost it.
How about that?
Yeah.
We skipped it going to T-Town because it was a long drive and... Yeah. That was the one game that we did lose.
Funny how that works out sometimes.
Well, and sometimes, you hate to say it, but sometimes a loss along the way takes a little pressure off of a team, I think, going into a state championship. If you go in undefeated, there's a little bit extra pressure, I think.
Yeah, I'm sure there would have been extra pressure, but that game that we lost to T-Town was the game that prepared us mm-hmm. for the close games. I mean, we played a lot of games this year that were blowouts, and, you know, we did get something out of every game. But that T-Town game made us work and have to work for four quarters.
I can just tell from having you guys in the studio that these girls genuinely like each other. They're friends with each other off the floor. You can just tell from the way they interact. And I would imagine from the coaching perspective, that makes going to practice every day a lot funner for you guys.
Oh, yeah. When everybody works together, has a good time, it does. It makes practice fun. I mean, I look forward to going to practice. I look forward to going to games and... You know, now I don't have anything to do.
Now what are you doing?
Now what am I going to do? You know, that really is the truth. And, you know, the one thing these girls don't know is that, you know, in 20 years from now, they're going to remember this. I was fortunate enough when I was in junior high to go to state as a basketball player on the junior high boys Bombers team. And I still have, you know, the guys that I played with, they were all calling me and sending me messages and saying, hey, good luck at the state tournament because, you know, this doesn't happen all the time.
I'll tell you what the girls are really going to appreciate 20 years from now because I also went to state my junior high year. Still got the photograph, the state picture you take. You're going to look back 20 years and like, oh, man. I look different. You know, I look like that in eighth grade. That's what I think when I look at my picture anyway.
But those pictures and those memories will allow you to, I think a lot of times once you've accomplished something like this, allows you to do other things in life that maybe you would think would be a difficult task or a challenge. You've overcome that in your basketball playing career. Now you have the opportunity to do it in other aspects of your life.
Yeah, and I think also the work ethic that they develop, the work that they put in to become state champions, they'll just use that as common. It'll just become to them common even when they're working for goals later in life, whether it be for their job, for their families, or for their kids. They'll just use it they'll just use it without even thinking.
Yeah, yeah, it's great. And you had a lot of fun too, didn't you?
Oh, I did have a lot of fun. I enjoy it. There's no doubt about it. It was a great time, and I'll never forget.
What was it like in that last minute on the bench?
It was a little nerve-wracking.
Just a little?
Lot nerve-wracking.
Yeah, yeah. I bet you had a little bit, had a few beads of sweat, right?
Yeah.
Across the forehead.
Yeah, especially when that ball went through the player's legs. I mean, it was – everybody looked at each other like, did that just really happen? But – you know, it's junior high basketball, and it happens. And
it happens at the professional level, too.
Right. We overcame it, and and of course, defense. In the end, it was defense.
Defense wins the big games. Matt, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Coach Kernich, one final thought from you. Sitting on the bench there, the last minute, the last few seconds of the ball game, did you have some emotions that were seeping through that maybe hadn't seeped through before?
In that last minute of the game, even when that ball, you know, we lost that one ball out of bounds, I was totally confident we were going to win that game. Mm-hmm. I mean, once we had that lead, you know, and it took us three quarters to get it, but once we had it, I knew these kids wouldn't let it go. You know, we were so close, and I thought, you know, it would have to be something. This other team is going to need a miracle to beat these kids. You know, we will win this state championship. I was not nervous in the last minute. It was just like, this is it. I enjoyed that last minute a lot.
That's wonderful. And I kind of glanced down on the floor down towards the final seconds, and you were standing up, and you know, you were just standing there, just kind of with your arms folded and kind of watching the play, and I'm going, wow, this guy's you know, kind of like as cool as a cucumber out there, man.
I was just really taking it all in, and I have to tell you, earlier in the day I had stopped by church, and I've never believed in praying for victories. All I've ever prayed for is for the kids to play their best and not get hurt. And in this case, for me to just be calm and not make bad decisions. And I tell you what, after I walked out of church, I felt like that the rest of the day.
Well, that's great. That's terrific.
Girls, I'll tell you this. When you win a state championship, the best perk is you get to dump the water cooler over your coach's head. So don't let him convince you that you don't get to do that.
Thanks, Tim.
You're welcome.
Appreciate
it's
that.
Probably not good on a day like today outdoors, but, you know, eventually you'll probably have to do that somewhere along the way. So, ladies, thank you so much. Congratulations on a great, really junior high career, both 7th and 8th grade, and we really look forward to seeing you progress through high school The Bombers are state champs. That's a great thing to say, isn't it? The Bombers are state champs.
Well, thanks again for doing the game, Terry. I mean, it meant so much to, you know, there was an awful lot of people that could not come to that game. And we have a lot of older folks in Mount Olive. And then for it to be streamed live, you know, I had a call from Texas and, of course, my daughters in Florida and Nevada. And it was like there was a lot of people listening to that game, you know, because of, you know, your guys' decision to do it. And we really appreciate that.
Well, I can tell you I had goosebumps that last minute, man. I tell you, that was, ooh.
It was fun.
It was a lot of fun. Congratulations. The Bombers are state champions, and we had them in studio. Thank you, ladies, so much.
Thank you.
And good luck in the future. Coach Kernich, Coach Marietta, thanks so much. We need to take a break. Sports Saturday rolls on right after these messages.
Some people can't get enough of the holiday season, which is why farmer-owned Prairie Farms Dairy came out with special holiday milks. Now available at your local grocer. Try chocolate cherry, chocolate mint, or candy cane milks. For a quick taste of the season, grab a quart. Holiday milks in chocolate cherry, chocolate milk, and candy cane flavors. Now available at your local grocer. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms.
Listen for live coverage of the Carlinville Holiday Basketball Tournament on WSMI FM 106.1. Brought to you by Area Diesel Service on University Street in Carlinville.
Hi, this is Kyle Bishop from Bishop Motors. Happy holidays from all of us here. Why not take advantage of the big finish of 2012 with 0% financing for 60 months or rebates up to $7,200 on selected models? We have a Dodge Durango SXT, a Jeep Wrangler Sahara, and a Ram 1500 Quad 4x4. These 2012s must go, and we will do our best to get you in a vehicle of your choice. And the 2013 Dodge Dart with up to 40 miles per gallon is in stock and ready to go. Bishop Motors, for your word and handshake, makes the best deals.
This is Teresa Lang of Security National Bank. At this time of the year, we need to take a moment and remember the true meaning of Christmas. On behalf of the Board of Directors, management, and employees of Security National Bank, we would like to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas. We have four locations to serve you in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. Security National Bank, big enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Visit us on the web at www.securitymb.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And at 9:40, Sports Saturday continues. Once again, here's Tim Mize, Terry Tote, and Uncle Ralph.
Back on WSMI Sports Saturday, and congratulations again to the Mount Olive Bombers. And Terry, I think the thing they're happiest about, the kids, they get a road sign.
Yeah. They were tickled to know that they're going to get a road sign.
Well, that was apparently their secret motivation over the year, because they thought last year they would get a road sign.
Yeah.
But last year, I guess, was the first year they discontinued the road signs for third and fourth place.
Oh,
so David told them, hey, we're going to get a road sign. And then they didn't get one.
Ah,
so then he just kind of dropped, hey, you want that road sign.
There you go.
Win the whole thing.
Yep. It's amazing what motivates kids.
Isn't that funny?
That's
but
great.
That is so true. They will remember that for the rest of their lives. Yeah. I was telling Uncle Ralph off the air, we went to state my eighth grade year. We got destroyed in the first game at state, but I still remember it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, to get to state, whether it's junior high, high school, it is a big-time deal.
And Tim, we've mentioned it before on this program, how hard it is to win postseason tournament games. It is extremely hard because each level that you go to, you're battling teams that are a lot better, and you're just hoping that you're able to compete with them. And there's a pretty big step up from a regional level to a sectional level a lot of times.
Competition
is just
much
fierce.
Tougher.
Yeah. And the fact that people play defense now. I mean, that's, to me, is one of the biggest changes in sports, in basketball in general, both boys and girls, but especially the girls. They understand it. They know what, you know, how to play defense. And these girls, the Bombers did just that to win the state championship. So.
And it's pressure defense.
Yeah.
You know, it's
in your
to
face.
Really contain. It's defense to take the ball away.
It's a defense that if you're the opposition, you're going, my God, doesn't she ever get tired?
Right.
You know? That's the kind of pressure defense that wins you the big games.
And you look at these girls, and they had the mix. They had the knee house girl and the other gal, tall girls.
Yeah.
And then they had a couple smaller gals, and they had a good mix of height. And
well, I tell you, they played that zone defense, and that just takes teams out of their game. It really, really does when you play a good zone.
And that's the key, a good zone.
If you play a zone
predominantly and you practice it every day and you know how to play it, it's no fun to be on the other side. We see it at the high school level with the Staunton Bulldogs with the 1-3-1, Nokomis, of course, with the 1-2-2. When you do it the right way, it is hard.
And there's no break from it. They're always there. They're always in your face.
Yeah. And you don't have to run off screen. So in a way, you're kind of, not that you're ever resting, but you're not in constant motion like you are when you're playing man.
Yeah.
There's always a place to be.
Right.
But you don't got to cover the whole floor.
And that's the secret of a zone defense. It has to be played well.
Yeah, because if you don't play it well,
they slice and
like
dice
open
you.
Sieve.
Yeah,
eat you alive.
They will. So, congratulations to the Bombers. It was good not only for the girls to be rewarded for their hard work, but good for the city of Mount Olive.
And the community.
You know, takes great pride in these young ladies, and congratulations to them and to Coach Kernich and Coach Marietta, and you know these girls have. If nothing else, there will be state champions forever for the rest of their lives.
And in the past few years, the Mount Olive football team has been successful. They've went deep into the playoffs a couple times, and so it's good for them.
Yeah,
they love Tuscola. Oh, wait, no, that's me.
No.
That's right. I forgot.
Oh, pardon me. Let me get my boots on because it's starting to get a little deep in here.
Haul up on my scaffolding and get a good view of the field.
With a 40-mile-an-hour northwest wind,
great.
Right?
Yeah. It was great.
Snow flurries flowing.
My fiancé is from Tuscola, and that scaffolding is still there.
I bet it is.
It's still there.
It's a permanent fixture there. Clowns over there. We need to get to a break here on Sports Saturday.
Mince words, Tim. How do you really feel?
I always have a trouble giving my opinion.
Yeah.
You know, if I could ever just let my thoughts out.
Yeah, just lighten up.
Yeah, I know. You know, too serious. Too serious. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Carlinville Holiday Basketball Tournament, which gets underway December the 26th. We will do that. Next.
Since 1899, four generations of Huffs have been dedicated to serving families in Central Illinois. Today, they continue that tradition of compassion, personal intention, and professional service that started long ago. The Huff family has always tried to place the needs of their families first, to provide them the information to make wise decisions at such a delicate time in their life. Today, Dan and David Huff continue this family tradition. Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro, you do have a choice.
May your light shine as brightly as the star on that special morning. That's the holiday wish of M&M Service Company. May the new year ahead be filled with cheer, goodwill toward men, and good health. Happy holidays, everyone, from M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs. The holidays are here. It's truly the best time of year. Everyone at First National Bank of Nokomis is happy to be sharing this very special time with very special friends. To you and your family, best of wishes from First National Bank of Nokomis. Turney's Heating and Cooling in Bunker Hill is wishing you all the joys of a real old-fashioned holiday and a year of happy days. Season's greetings and Happy New Year from Turney's Heating and Cooling in Bunker Hill.
And at 9:45, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you this time by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Sunny skies for today. We'll have highs of around 40 degrees. Mostly clear for tonight. Expect a low of around 28. Heading into Sunday, partly cloudy skies. We'll have highs in the mid-40s. Extended look at the forecast Christmas Eve through Wednesday. Cloudy skies. There is a slight chance for some snow on Wednesday. Highs will be around 40. The lows will be around 25 degrees. At 9:46, we have a temperature reading of 28 degrees. And the weather forecast is brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. And now let's head back into more Sports Saturday for you. Once again, here's Tim Mize, Terry Tote, and Uncle Ralph.
Tobin Hop, thank you very much. And coming up next week, of course, the day after Christmas, we will have coverage of the 2012 Carlinville Holiday Basketball Tournament. Boys and girls get underway the day after Christmas. And joining us on the phone right now is the athletic director and head girls basketball coach at Carlinville High School, Darren Deneve. And Darren, happy holidays. Thanks for a few minutes of your time. How many years is this now for the Carlinville Holiday Tournament?
Well, Mr. Tarter was just in the gym, and I just left, and he was just telling me how many it was.
And you already forgot?
And I forgot. I think it's somewhere around 47, 48. I don't know. It's 7 for me. How's that?
Well, hey, that works.
That works for me.
That's a concrete number. We'll go with that.
It's a sign of something when you can't remember things, Darren, but I don't remember what it is.
I'm just getting old, man. I'm over 40, and I just it's hard to remember much of anything.
Darren, we'll see if you can remember this. The seedings in the girls' basketball tournament. This tournament on the girls' side, loaded. Litchfield, the 1. Bunker Hill, the 2. Gillespie, the 3. Nokomis, the 4. You guys, the 5. Got the 6-seed Staunton, 7-seed East Alton Wood River, 8-seed Greenfield Northwestern. This is a big-time girls' basketball tournament.
It is. It's a balanced field, I think. I'm not sure what I had to remember there. You're the one that read all the seats to me. But,
I saved it for you.
But, no, it's a very balanced field, I think. Litchfield got off to a great start, and so did Bunker Hill. Gillespie has won several close games, and Nokomis has really come on strong lately. I know the Schneider girl from Nokomis has been really putting in a lot of points, and they're very balanced defensively. And so, anyway, I think it's up for grabs.
Well, then you mentioned it's your 7th year at Carlinville. I guess one of the big things you've done to put your imprint on the tournament is you got the girls' championship game moved into prime time, and that sets up a great championship night on Saturday with girls and boys.
It does. It's exciting to have it on a Saturday night, too, just the way the calendar hits. But that championship night, especially depending on the matchups that it creates, you can get a full gym. And, there's been years where, there's people waiting in the lobby, like in between the right at the end of the girls' championship game, trying to get into the boys' championship game, and the place is just packed. It's kind of an electric atmosphere, I guess you'd call it. And so that last night of the tournament is exciting. And, again, I think the calendar finally is friendly to us this year. We've got, Friday night, a Saturday night, and hopefully we'll have a good crowd.
Yeah, it's a situation where on championship night, and especially if you have a girls' team and a boys' team from the same school, you get to keep that crowd there for both ball games, and that's really special.
Absolutely. You know, obviously we would like it if Carlinville would happen to be that same school, but, you know, like Litchfield, as an example, they're the number one girls' seed and number two boys' seed, so I suppose it's possible we could get Litchfield for a back-to-back kind of thing, or just about any school maybe could do it, but you're absolutely right. If you happen to get the same school playing both games, that's terrific. You know, that's one thing that kind of makes our tournament unique, I guess, is that we host both a boys and a girls tournament. I don't know if anyone else around the area does that. And so, you know, when you do have a chance to have your fans to be able to come out and enjoy two games in a row from their town, it does help the crowd.
The only other tournament I can think of like that is the county tournament. where you have girls and boys championship the same night. It just doesn't happen.
You're right. No, it's. I think that makes our tournament unique, and we're trying to actually look at ways down the road to kind of create more of those situations where, you know, you can go out to Carlinville and watch both your girls and your boys teams right in a row.
While we're on that subject and away from your tournament, we're seeing more of that during the season, Darren, where the girls varsity and the boys varsity play on the same night. Is this something you think we're going to see more of in the future?
It's hard to say. It's good for the fans. It creates problems for gym schedule, like for practices and so on, when you do that sort of thing. Not everybody has multiple gyms they can practice in. And, you know, like, for example, if your girls are gone on a Monday night at a game, well, the boys obviously can practice. And then the next night, your boys have a game on a Tuesday, and then the girls can practice. And so it's good for the fans to have that kind of thing where you have both girls and boys playing at the same time. But it is hard on practice. So I don't know if you're going to see a whole bunch of it. But every now and then, it's kind of a neat thing.
It's kind of food for thought, at least.
Sure.
Those pesky details always get in the way.
Well, I know it. You know, it's not everybody has to schedule things, I guess.
That's why these schools hire people they call athletic directors. You know.
I know it, man. Yeah. I know it, and it's always more complicated than it seems like it ought to be.
Well, then I guess from the athletic director, I guess position, having a boys and a girls tournament, that's a lot of officials.
Oh boy, yeah. We spend time. Usually, like during the holiday tournament, you'll see me talking to those guys, and I'll be hiring them 2 years in advance for that holiday tournament. And, you know, it's just, yeah, you're absolutely right. Hosting a tournament with there's 28 games, and so that's a lot of officials to hire. So.
Well, the one thing I can say is that when Carlinville hosts a tournament, they do it right. Yes. love the venue, love the tournament.
Well, a lot of good people that help us out from, you know, our club that handle the concession stand, and they're the ticket takers and things. And then we have some of the same folks that come back and work at the table. And our kitchen staff does a great job with the hospitality room. And, of course, our administrators, Pat Drew and Ken Garrison, they do a great job keeping everything under control. So it takes a whole lot of people to run it, that's for sure.
Of course, the boys' tournament last year was a fantastic championship game. Riverton won it at the buzzer, defeating Litchfield. The Hawks have moved out of the Carlinville Holiday Tournament, so you welcome in East Alton and Wood River. And, Darren, I guess the nice thing about having the Oilers in is they're in the boys and the girls.
Yeah, that gives us really six definite pairs of boys and girls schools. And then, you know, I kind of think of the Nokomis girls and the Lincolnwood boys as sort of a pair, and so that gives us almost seven pairs, and then that's kind of nice. And then, you know, the Greenfield girls are in, and you know, of course, their boys have been at Waverly for the last 300 years, I think. And the Mount Olive boys, they're the ones that fill out the boys' field. Mm-hmm.
So on the boys' side, we got Staunton, the top seed. They're in the green pool with Carlinville, Lincolnwood, and Mount Olive. The red pool, Litchfield, the two seed. Then East Alton, Wood River, Gillespie, and Bunker Hill. Very balanced field, I would say, on the boys' side. And from the homestanding Cavaliers' perspective, this is one of the better squads Carlinville on the boys' side has brought into the tournament in a while, I would say.
It is. We've, you know, we've played some of the same kids now for 2-3 years on the boys' side, and so some of those guys are seniors, and you know, they're starting to, starting to get some wins, and playing together, and they're mixed in with a couple of younger guys. You know, Kyle Kleeman has been having a great year. scoring the ball. And, you know, we got some leadership with Adelma Marcuri the fourth and some young guys with Job Easterday and Elijah Barber. And, of course, Ben Butcher mans the post a little bit. He's a senior. Sean McCarty, as a senior, is able to hit some shots. And so our boys' team is having a good season, and Coach Cooper's doing a good job finding a way to keep them competitive every night out.
I guess, then, let's talk a little logistics here. You will be using two gymnasiums the first couple days of the tournament.
The girls' side, we play at noon and 1:30 on the first 2 days. There'll be games in the high school and the middle school at noon and 1:30. And then, of course, the boys are in the high school gym starting at 4 o'clock. There's 4 days, or 4 games, pardon me. And then the last 2 days of the tournament, there's just 6 games in the high school each day starting at noon.
Cool. And one ticket gets you in for the whole day, right?
For the most part, yeah, if you stick around.
You're staying.
Yeah. If you play at noon and then you come back at you come back at 7 or something, then yeah, that's a little different. But
okay.
If you stay in the gym, that's a true statement.
That's what I used to do.
I'll be there about 12 hours every day.
So it's one of those things. Like if you come watch a girls' game at noon and then come watch a boys' game at 7, it's not necessarily an all day pass unless you've been in the gym all day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, Darren. Thank you for a few minutes of your time. We look forward to the Carlinville Holiday Tournament next week. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. It's always to be good here on America's High School Sports Leader.
Darren,
thanks for the plug.
That's shameless right. plug. Absolutely.
He's good at that.
Absolutely.
The athletic director and girls' head basketball coach at Carlinville High School, Darren Dineen.
And his squad, a much improving squad, almost game by game. The Lady Cavaliers are taking huge strides. Very, very talented squad. Still very young.
And there was a period at the beginning of the year, they were like 1-4, but their 4 losses were a combined 8 points
something like that.
So, yes, Carlinville is on the uptick.
Yeah.
Boys and girls.
Boys and girls, yeah.
And unless
those boys, that boys team's fun to watch.
Yeah,
they giddy up and go.
They are.
Yeah. Unless I missed something on the roster or something a little bit unusual at Carlinville, I didn't see a Benty.
No Benty. I noticed that myself.
Pretty strange.
No Benty on either girls or boys. Yeah. That's unusual.
Yeah. I'd say it's a sign of the Mayans, but we already know that's wrong. Been debunked because we're all still here.
I just pinched myself. I'm still here.
Still here.
Yeah,
the sun came up today.
Yes, it did. Amazing. And actually, this is the first full day of winter.
Right.
So.
That's right.
Yeah.
So we're going to have our live coverage of the holiday tournament beginning on the 26th. And a little different broadcast schedule for us this year at the holiday tournament. We will have live coverage Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday nights beginning at 7 o'clock of the boys' tournament, and then on championship Saturday, we'll have live coverage at about 6:30 as we will begin girls' and boys' championship coverage.
And Tim, that night, on the championship night, as Darren mentioned, I think the crowd will be, if the weather's good, and I don't, the lineup that we have at the tournament this year, both championship games ought to be outstanding.
Absolutely. And as Darren alluded to, this is really the best setup. When Christmas is on a Tuesday, it really works out good because they get 4 straight days. You get a Friday and a Saturday. You remember a few years ago when Christmas fell on a Sunday, it was weird because the tournament started on Saturday, took off for Christmas, and then back at it on a Monday. So this is the perfect setup in terms of the days of the week.
Yeah, I like that. Maybe we could talk to the calendar makers.
I like it.
Set it up so it happens the same way.
It'd be nice.
Of course, everybody thinks that we're off a week this year with the school calendar and everything because we had 2 football games in August.
Right.
And like the county tournament starts on the, I think, January 12th this year. It seems a little bit early, but that's not really the case. So just how the calendar works out.
It happens from time to time.
It happens from time to time when the planets align.
That's right. And maybe the planets will align right tonight for the Illini as they will try to snap what is a 3-game losing streak against Mizzou. Bragging rights on the line tonight. And who would have thought when the season started that Illinois would have a higher national ranking than Missouri on this date. Mizzou's been 12th basically all year.
Yeah.
Illini have gone from unranked to 10th. I think that's the number of football games they lost this year.
Yeah, I think you're right.
But the basketball program definitely headed in the right direction. I suspect, and again, I'll say, I don't know if Illinois will win, but they will compete.
They will compete.
It's going to be a lot like the Gonzaga game to me. They're going to have to get out, pressure the ball on the perimeter, because inside they, again, are outmanned and outsized. So you got to pressure the ball defensively and run up and down the floor offensively.
Put it this way. With both teams in the top 15 nationwide, one loss between them, the crowd should be electric tonight.
Oh, yeah.
And gee, who would ever thought that the close to the number one high school draft pick.
Going to Duke. I wasn't going to say it, but since you did, Uncle Ralph.
Yep.
Yeah.
For at least a year.
For at least a year.
Yeah,
1 year.
Dukies are riding high once again. Hey, I'm riding high.
Yeah.
I got two college basketball teams, Duke and the Illini.
Life
is good. Glad the world didn't end. We're out of time. For Tobin, Terry, Uncle Ralph, I'm Tim. This is Sports Saturday on WUSMI-FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carletonville, and Greenville, the station you can count on.